From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Federal Reserve has announced that improvements in the financial markets are allowing it to end one of its emergency lending programs and trim the size of two others. NPR's John Itzde reports.
Congress clearly will be challenged to resolve the long list of important issues the Obama administration has put on its plate. Geithner reminded lawmakers that financial reform needs to be a priority, too.
We have an opportunity to bring about fundamental change to our financial system to provide greater protection for consumers and for businesses. We share a responsibility to get this right and to get this done.
But it's a huge job. The administration wants action on everything from executive compensation to credit default swaps. The focus at this hearing was a new agency to protect consumers. Geithner said the old system failed them during this crisis, but financial firms don't like the idea, and bank regulators don't want to give up their consumer protection authority either. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Separately, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke testified before a House panel yesterday, and he refuted Bank of America's claims that regulators threatened the bank's managers into acquiring Merrill Lynch. California lawmakers have approved a package of about 30 bills to close the state's $24 billion budget deficit. The new budget cuts nearly $3 billion from state funding for public colleges and universities. The Assembly rejected two controversial measures to take about $1 billion in transportation funding for local governments and allow oil drilling off the California coast. Governor Schwarzenegger says he'll sign the package next week. Three men have been arrested in Britain for sending toxic waste to Brazil, while an angry Brazilian government is making a formal complaint against Britain. Larry Miller has this report from London.
99 shipping containers were filled with syringes, condoms, diapers, bandages, bags of blood, and other clinical and household waste. They were sent from Britain and were discovered at three Brazilian ports. The Brazilian government says the alleged illegal shipments of toxic waste breaches international conventions, and it will lodge a formal complaint with the World Trade Organization. The 1,400 tons of waste was mixed with recyclable plastic. Brazil's president criticized rich countries for sending their garbage abroad when they claim to be environmentally aware. Britain's Environment Agency says it plans to search the waste when it's returned to the UK and will investigate if laws were broken by the commercial company that shipped the waste to Brazil. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 23 points Friday to close at 9,093. The Nasdaq Composite Index lost 7 points to close at 1,965. And the S&P 500 gained 2 points to close at 979. This is NPR News. Supporters of deposed Honduran President Manuel Zelaya clashed with security forces yesterday after the interim government imposed a noon-to-dawn curfew. Zelaya briefly entered his homeland from neighboring Nicaragua. He stepped over a chain dividing the two countries, held it over his head, but then retreated across the border. He said he wanted to respect the military. Honduran security forces positioned near the border made no attempt to arrest him yesterday. Zelaya faces possible arrest if he tries to retake power. President Obama announced in a White House ceremony yesterday that he will sign a United Nations Human Rights Treaty. NPR's Joseph Shapiro has the story.
3 years ago, the United Nations passed the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. As a model, the UN used a major disability civil rights law in the United States, the Americans with Disabilities Act. But the U.S. said it would not sign the UN treaty. That reluctance ended when President Obama summoned disability leaders to the White House to celebrate the 19th anniversary of the American law. And there he announced that he would instruct his ambassador to the United Nations to sign the UN Convention, and he will ask the Senate to begin the ratification process. Last year, a Presidential Council on Disability Policy concluded that the UN Convention would have little impact on existing disability law in the United States. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
Alaska Governor Sarah Palin got a chance to sign autographs yesterday as she's prepared to leave office. More than 1,000 people showed up for her annual picnic in her hometown of Wasilla. Palin, who resigned as Alaska's governor, leaves office on Sunday. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.